Col, it's a win against TNS in the league. Finally, it happened after about 39 attempts. How do you feel after that?
Yeah, absolutely over the moon. I thought the lads were absolutely tremendous. Our game plan worked. Thought we started the game really well for the first 20 minutes of the game, and then I thought we did really well after half time. But give them credit, they always ask questions of us all the time, and you know, they changed it. You know, the wingers are lively, they changed and changed, and the lads stood up to it. There's some fantastic blocks at the end there, but you know, going forward, we hit the crossbar twice in the first half as well, and we had some really good chances. So it's a great performance by our lads, and I think we thoroughly deserved it.
Yeah, fair play to the lads, they gave 110% from start to finish. Obviously, Venables and Rob Blaise on the score sheet as well. Must be good to see two strikers doing well as well.
Yeah, Chris has had to adapt his game to play down the middle. We spoke about it in the summer, and he was going to, you know, he wanted to do it. I had to persuade him into doing it. It's difficult to play a different position, you know, because he's been a centre midfield player all his career. So, and he's doing really well. He's, you know, he caused their centre half a lot of problems, and he, you know, the way we played against them, it was really effective. And I thought, you know, it was outstanding. And Louis always looks a threat as well, but not just them two. Everybody was absolutely outstanding. So, you know, it was a great game.
Obviously, first half put in such a good performance. What do you have to say to the lads, you know, at half time to make sure we got the same intensity in our second half, especially knowing the threat that TNS do, basically?
Yeah, we went in at 1-0 down, and it was, you know, I thought it was a bit harsh, really. We, like I say, we hit the crossbar twice in the first half, and you know, I don't think we deserve to be down, and just told the lads to keep going, and if we can get the ball into Chris and you know, Louis and Lee up front, and the midfield lads keep doing the job, I thought we could grow into the game, and they certainly did. You know, we caused them a lot of problems on set plays and things, and you know, it was outstanding, great performance, and they managed the game really, really well.
Yep.
You know, in years gone by, would have maybe drawn it or slipped up at the end.
Yeah. Two wins in two games, top of the table, no, it's early days, but would you have taken that at this stage of the season if we'd offered it pre-season to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot take 6 points. You know, it was a good performance at Airbus last week, and then they scored the worldie, and then they put us under a bit of pressure. So, you know, it was a tough one away, especially with them being newly promoted and on the crest of a wave. And then, obviously, to play TNS and it's always a tough test, so you know, it was fantastic. Six points out of any games in this league is outstanding from two games.
Yeah. Bank Holiday Football now, we've got Barry, his quick turnaround. We've got to be a little bit confident going into that now, surely, on Monday.
Yes, you know, we're always, you know, two wins will give us the world a good in terms of confidence, but Barry's a really tough test. You know, they qualified for Europe last year, and you know, they're an outstanding team, and they'll be really well organised, and it'll be a different opposition from tonight. So, you know, we'll go there and plan the best we can, and you know, hopefully try and win it and make it difficult for them as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.